Jenny. Alright, say you talk as if you've been working.
All day long. Real hard.
You say at the end of the day you're real tired. What if it was, you know, an extreme case of it? You
might say, well, I'm just completely rushed.
Right. Anything else?
Worn out.
Right, okay. Say, if somebody, you hear somebody's in the hospital, mm-hmm. you might say, well, he was looking fine the other day. When was it he?
Too sick.
Say somebody that was working out in the hot sun and got real heated up, and then he came into an air-conditioned room and got chilled, and his eyes and nose started running. You say, well, looks like he
taking a cold.
Okay. Or if it, or if, you know, it affects his voice like that, you'd say, I'm a little bit
homeless.
Sure. Or if he does that, he's got a
call.
All right. What about somebody might say toward the end of the day, well, better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Sure. But at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
All right. Or if you're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping and you don't want them to, you might say, well, so-and-so's still sleeping, better go
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or say if there's some medicine on the child's table next to his bed, his mother might come in and say, well, why didn't you
take it?
Beg your pardon?
Take it.
Yes, ma'am. And he might say, well, I already
taken.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if he's done it several times, you might say, well, I've plenty of times before.
I took it many times before.
Okay. Or say if a man's been working out in the hot sun all day, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how
sweaty.
Right. Okay. You know, this place, these places that some people get on their arms or on their skin, it's just a big lump, you know, with a core in it. You call that a
boil or rising.
Is there any difference?
Well, some of them, uh-huh. Some of them is a little different from the other.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything called a carbuncle?
Oh, yeah. We tell them a carbuncle.
A what?
Carbuncle.
Yeah. What is that different from?
It's different from us. It'll come on you in this part of your body mostly, up here.
Yes, ma'am.
And the one I saw was he had one. And it ran half a wash pan, a little small wash pan full of pearls when the doctor lanced it.
Whew! Yeah. That thing hurt like the dickens.
Oh, yeah, his arm was all swollen up, and he was pitiful.
Mm. Yeah.
That was a carbuncle.
Yes, ma'am.
And you can have a ball off, and you can have a rising.
Yes, ma'am.
And but they're all waking different.
I see.
They're all a hurt, but I mean they won't.
Sure.
They won't want the rise, and it bounce more than the ball. Do just a little ball, it'll come on, it'll soon pass away.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if somebody gets a blister on his hand, what do you call that stuff inside the blister?
I just call it water.
Sure. Okay. Or say if a bee stung me in my hand and it got larger, I'd say that my hand
swollen.
And if he stings me again, my hand is going to
swell worse.
Right. Okay. If he did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I got bit in my hand.
Swollen.
Okay. What about if a man gets accidentally shot or stabbed? Do you say you take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat
the wound?
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever heard of anything called?